July the 6th, 2020, we're in the commissioners' meeting. My name is Jesse Dow, chairman of the Dublin County Commissioners, and at this time, I will call the meeting to order. We have three members present that gives us a quorum, and we have two members that are on the telephone, which is Mr. Edward Garner and Mr. Ken Thompson. So at this time, I'd like to welcome everyone here, and we'll go ahead and get started. If Ms. Latson will do the invocation, then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll go ahead and get started. Everybody, please stand.
All wise and heavenly Father, on your hands, you have brought us back to the place that we be on one mind to take care of the needs of the county and to give us strength and fortitude for what is plaguing us now. We know that you are in charge and you will make sure that all is well. We come in your name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, thank you. One thing, be seated. Okay, we go ahead with our agenda. First thing up is the consent agenda.
So moved.
Does anybody have anything to add to the consent agenda?
Mr. Chairman, this is Elwood on the telephone. I've got one question on the consent agenda. There's several of these budget amendments that are listed here. The very first one that's on my package, the department title and the signature and all is missing. It's $2,217.24. And there's several of them like that throughout the package. I don't know what departments they're supposed to be for.
Okay, did you read all the items within the consent agenda? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir, but with number two, the budget amendment journal entries.
Right.
Is what I would take that to be. I mean, there's several of these amendments that have been signed by the finance office, but they all say to cover end of year over accounts, but it doesn't tell us which department they go to.
Is there anyone in particular that I can speak to for you? I will say that at the year end, we do several budget amendments to cover over budgeted line items. So if you see several that are under the 10,000 limit, that's so that we don't have to come back and get them approved. But we do post them to cover the year-end budget expenditures. But I don't think...
Okay, that answers my question, yes. Then, Tracy. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yes,
I'm new at this, so I didn't pick that up.
In the past, we have had a budget meeting on June 30th when it's maybe not a necessity, but you will see every year on June 30th several budget amendments to cover overages, and we are working with departments to make sure that they manage their budgets monthly so that we can reduce that in the coming years.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Bresson, do you have anything to add?
Not to the consent agenda, Mr. Chairman, but I would like to be added to the agenda to hear road concerns from members of the board or the public after public comments.
All right. Is that it?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Does anybody, other commissioners have anything?
No, I do not.
All right. I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
I need a second. Okay, I've got a motion and second to approve the consent agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we move on. Okay. right now, we're coming to the public comment session. Do we have individuals that would like to speak? How many?
She's going to get the sign-up sheet, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, you stand by right there, ma'am.
What now?
Stand by for a minute. Okay.
Did you have a sheet?
Bethany, she on the list?
Yes, I cannot.
Okay.
Go ahead, just introduce yourself to the board.
Okay, ma'am, if you would, just, you could just stand right there.
Can I stand at the podium?
Sure. Go ahead. If you would, just state your name and your purpose.
Especially need the microphone, I can talk loud enough. I'm Ann Herron, and I live at Alverson, live on the Bill Sutton Road. And I'm very concerned about all this trash that's being piled up on the roads. And I want to know, is there anything that y'all as county commissioners can do about it? I'm sick and tired of it. And it's thrown out, and this virus going around, I'm so afraid that it has an effect on it getting even worse. So I want to know what y'all can do. Can you teach it in the schools? Is there anything that y'all can do? These people that just go out and just throw it up and down the roads.
Okay, is there any particular location you're talking about?
Everywhere you go, on every road. I live on the Bill Sutton Road, and I keep it picked up as best I can, put on my rubber gloves, and then you get down the road, and there's bags thrown out in the, on the side of the road, and is there not anything that y'all can do? I'm sure there is if you will do it. That's the question.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Ms. Ann, we do have a solid waste enforcement officer who works in our solid waste and recycling department. And if you find a name in any trash, if you will let him know, or call me, and I'll call him to go out right then, and he will go to their house and write him a ticket.
Well, I don't see how one man with as big as Dufferin County is, I don't see how he can do a whole lot. So you're not hitting on much when you tell me that.
Well, that's the, that and the sheriff are the only two options we have. Yes.
We got trash sites, and to be sure you have got something that can be, something you can put up there that, about the trash, something you can put up there and try to teach them something.
If there's a new way, when you are driving and you see somebody, throw out the trash, write down the, license plate number.
I can't get out there in the highway and watch them ride up and down the road. I'm good enough to put me up.
I think when you are out, maybe you are out and you see something like that. When I'm on, if I see somebody throwing trash, I write the number down and I call the sheriff's department.
I'm thinking about putting me a security lamp on the side of my road.
Hey, that would be the right thing with a light and a camera.
And get your camera.
Right.
Yes, ma'am?
Ms. Sutton, we,
But there's something that y'all can do. I don't know what it is, but there's something you can do to help me out.
Well, just like Mr. Brinson said, we have an enforcement officer that
I know that takes care of that.
And I myself, last week I picked up a bunch of trash on my road. But, you know, it's not something that I'm supposed to do, but I feel that I'm obligated to do it to keep my...
Well, I see nothing wrong with it if you put you on some gloves. I don't see anything wrong with picking it up and making it.
Well, I have some of those... extended fingers.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I had some of those, and we ought not have to do this.
People ought to have more respect for the place they live in.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your concern, ma'am, and we'll make the waste site.
Well, I want you to really take this thing serious and see what you can do about it. I'm serious.
Well,
and
she's one of your biggest advocates there.
Yeah. And that's her. You're the members of the church.
I talked to my church about it. I talked to them.
And they have families that go to other religious organizations. So I believe that. That's the only way. Because with the time we call the people that here to do the work that they have to do for the road, and it's a conscious thing. And if they know that the community is out looking for them and will send them to jail, you'll find that the trash stops being dropped. Pull people in.
Well, then it's y'all's
organization.
Isn't it y'all's job as county commissioners to protect us, help protect us, and do this sort of thing? What is y'all's responsibility?
We do our responsibility, and that's why you are here.
We elect you.
We do our responsibility and need council help. But you have to understand, my dear, There's only five of us, and I think we're all past 40 or 50, and we cannot be out hoofing on the road.
Oh, no, I'm...
If we get other people from other churches, other organizations to come along and help it, and make it a community thing, we'll soon get that in the vote.
Okay, well, we'll make sure that we, take note of...
I'm asking you to work with the people, is what I'm asking you.
Okay, we will do that.
You're getting paid, you're getting elected, you're getting paid to do what you do, and I think that something can be done, you just got to be willing to do it.
Okay.
And you don't sound too confident, any of you.
As far as what? Sticking up trash?
Except Mrs., she's the only one that seems confident about it, and the rest of you don't really seem concerned.
Oh, well, I'm very concerned, you know, because like I said, I pick up trash on, you know, throughout the county, different places. I hate to see trash on the road.
Well, I do too, and that's y'all's job to look out for this county, that's what you're elected for, and that's what you're paid for with the taxpayers' money.
And we will, be diligent in trying to get the trash up and keep the county beautiful.
How will I know about that diligence?
Well, you just have to look and see.
Well, I'm not being hard to get along with, but I just think there's something can be done.
Okay, well, we'll direct it to the...
I prayed for someone to come, because my husband says that I'm driving him crazy talking about garbage in the street. Here is my number. You call me, we're gonna get some more ladies and stuff, and we're gonna get this thing taken care of.
Well, I will work with you and help you in any way I can.
Okay.
And I'm expecting y'all to do that and follow through. I don't want you to be here and my time wasted and your time wasted.
Okay, we understand, ma'am.
This is a great county that we live in, and we're very blessed to have it.
That's true.
And we need to protect it. And y'all as county commissioners need to help, that's your job.
I agree with you totally.
We gotta work this thing together. That's the only way.
That's right, to work it together.
We gotta stay together, we cannot be, you know, I can't say those words here because toward one another, and we gotta work it out, and the next thing you know, all of a sudden, voila, it'll be taken care of. And I'm glad you fired up, because I asked for somebody.
Okay, Ms. Lassen, we're gonna have to, move on, we got other things that we have to do.
Well, I love this stupid county that we live in, and I want y'all to love it too.
I love it. I think Doolittle County is the best county in the state of North Carolina.
I do too, I agree. I agree, we got good people in. We got good people in.
Well, this is a wonderful county.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Okay, we appreciate you coming up here.
I haven't been too harsh on you.
No, ma'am. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am, have a good evening.
I haven't been in the street, and you have not called me, then you'll have to answer.
You got my telephone number in there.
Anywhere.
Anywhere you go, don't matter.
Yeah. Put your telephone number, stuff right there on the phone.
They're ready when you get out of here.
Yeah, Ms. Cox-Nate.
Thank you, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Ms.
Mr. Chairman, give me here road concerns, I'll do that next.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're gonna move on and, deal with road concerns. Are there any person that have road concerns here in the county that need to be addressed to Mr. Brinson? Okay. Okay, I've got three.
Okay.
On Highway 50, pipe up under the road, just south of, the wayside.
Okay.
Then once you go down to Dobson Road, you turn right about a half mile down, there's another pipe that's blocked up with sand.
Now, the second concern, Mr. Chairman, you said go down to what is that? You talking about Dobson Chapel, or are you talking about E.T. Dobson Lane?
No, it's the crossroad there.
Dobson Chapel?
Right. Make it right.
Turn to the right.
Yes, sir, about a half mile down.
And that is a cross tie under the roadway?
Yes, sir.
Is it clogged up?
It's, the sand is clogging it up.
Okay.
All
And your third one?
And the ditch on Beasley Road. I mean, it's growed up. Terrible.
On Beasley Road out of Magnolia?
Yes, sir. I make note. I don't think they've touched it in years.
Okay. The entire length of Beasley Road, or do you have an address or close to intersection?
Just about the entire length. I went up the other day and checked it out, and just about the entire length is overgrown.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, though, are there any other, can you check to see if there's any other road concerns? Before we move on.
Any other road concerns? No, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we'll move on from that. Okay, if you would, have Mr. Ryan Cox of Holland Consulting Company, Consulting Planners come in. Okay, good evening, sir. You can stand right there.
Good evening. Just here to get a resolution of just compensation approved. We are in the process of working on the Hurricane Florence FEMA buyout program. The expedited, this is round one. We'll be making offers upon approval of this resolution to about 16 homeowners, I believe is what we have in the queue for buyout. Most of them, all of them are on 41 Highway and Surrector Road and Northeast area. This resolution will just give county manager the authority to sign the sales agreements as we make offers to all owners.
And the funding comes from where, Mr. Cox?
Funding comes from the federal government. The county will foot the bill, and then we will have reimbursement requests that bring the money back to the county. It's 100% grant from the North Commerce Management / FEMA.
All this is up under the county's hazard mitigation grant programs. Okay. Can I get a motion?
Motion to approve.
Okay. You got a question, Mr. Garner?
No, I just seconded the motion.
All right, thank you. Okay, I've got a motion and second to designate the county manager, Davis H. Brinson, as the designated agent to establish just compensation and sign sales agreements for the hazard mitigation grant program, Hurricane Florence, and expedited buyouts. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Good, thank you, Mr. Cox.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, sir. Okay, Mr. Tracy Simmons Carnegie, Health Director. Good evening, ma'am. You can do it right there.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Hope everybody's having a good evening. The first agenda item is the WIC Federal Fiscal Year 2020 Special Funding Opportunity Phase 2. This was a second project availability of some funds for the department to apply for. We actually applied and was awarded $12,520.65. The money will go for various items, which you guys can see the approval letter that we received from the North Carolina Nutrition Service Branch. Some of that will be spent for education, also to prepare the WIC department for return back to physical presence, meaning when WIC participants are able to come back into the office. So we've got some splash guards and respiratory hygiene stations, along with some clinical equipment that when we can do some outreaching to become a little bit more mobile to go along with our WIC RV. So I would like request an acceptance of the money, and then we would need a budget amendment for fiscal year 2021.
All right, thank you for the explanation. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to accept the federal fiscal year 2020 special funding opportunity for phase two of the special supplement nutrition program for women, infants, and children. which is WIC, on behalf of the Duplin County Health Department in the amount of $12,520.65, and to approve the associated budget amendment. Okay, any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Good with you. Next one, ma'am.
Okay, the second request is to the acceptance of $576,115. Back on June 16th, the North Carolina DHHS announced an allotment of $35 million in federal funding to the local health departments to support COVID response. This money was given in sort of three parts, was based off of every county got $90,000. The second portion was based off of their share, based off of population, and then the other portion was based off of the positive cumulative number of COVID-19. So that's how our county was awarded that amount of money. This money can run through fiscal year 2021 through 2022. So it's about a 30-month time frame for the expenditure of this money. And so the money is through a cooperative agreement from North Carolina DHHS and the CDC, Epidemiology and Laboratory Capacity Organization. So if we could accept the $576,115 and the approval for a budget amendment.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you very much. So I've got a motion and a second to accept Duplin County's allocation of $576,115 from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which is the CDC, Epidemiology and Laboratory Capacity, which is the ELC, cooperative agreement on behalf of the Duplin County Health Department, and to approve the associated budget amendment. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
The third request is to reappoint one of our Board of Health members for their second three-year term. That's Dr. Lee Gurley, who is our pharmacy representative, for her second three-year term, which would be from July 2020 through July 2023.
So moved.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to reappoint Dr. Lee Gurley as the pharmacist representative to her second three-year term on the Duplin County Board of Health for the term beginning on July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2023. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you very much, Ms. Simmons-Kinney. Okay. Okay. I need to see Ms. June Hargrove.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm respectfully requesting the approval of the renewal of a software system as a service agreement with my office's vendor, Courthouse Computer Systems, Inc. The agreement provides a group of software application which provides an integrated land and vital records management system that provides a solution to efficiently receive, record, store, and archive records received by and in the custody of the registered deeds. In addition, Courthouse Computer Systems also facilitates public access to data and images provided via the registered deeds website. Contract covers the period July 1st, 2020 through June 30, 2025, and will be budgeted at an annual maintenance fee of $35,500.
Okay, thank you very much for that explanation. Can I get a motion, please?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Got a motion and second to approve the software as a service agreement between the Courthouse Computer Systems Incorporated and Duplin County to cover data conversion, licensing, software support, and website maintenance for the Office of the Duplin County Register of Deeds for the period of June 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2025. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Angie Quinn, please.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. First, I'm here to present the annual agreement to participate in the BMAP program, and I have the two Beaver Trappers from the county with me, and I'm going to let them answer any questions or just introduce them. Here we have Chris Rayner and Lee Cooper.
Good to meet you.
Okay. Can you go ahead, tell us what you do or what your positions are and what you do for the county?
I'm a wildlife specialist and explosive specialist for USDA. I currently work in Beaver County. Handle any beaver calls that get so warm they get. We have had them on the river plenty out here in the last year or so, and we'll continue to do so.
Okay. You have a thing?
My name is Reed Cooper. I work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Wildlife and the Explosives Specialist. Chris also is an Explosives Specialist, and we just help with the Duke County Soil and Water, any beaver issues that arise. We help the DOT, private cooperators, municipalities. Anytime anyone has a beaver issue, we help try to alleviate that issue. That way, that y'all don't get phone calls about it. We try to handle it so it's not an issue for y'all to have to handle.
Okay.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Do you get more calls for service than you have time and resources to go out and respond to, or you pretty much stay on top of it?
That depends. It's seasonal. Normally from October until March, we are pretty wide, a lot of work. Basically, all we can handle, things do slow down some in the summertime. A lot of it depends on the rain. But we stay pretty busy. Sure do. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, ma'am.
What happens with the carcass of these bees? What do you do with them?
The carcass.
The bees, what do you do with the bodies then? Of course.
They're disposed of in a sanitary manner.
Black oil?
Put in a hole.
Very. You don't have nobody that comes to strip the hog?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Isn't that a way for extra money? They still don't make beaver coats and stuff like that?
No, ma'am. It's not hardly any demand for fur whatsoever now. Fur market crashed in 87, and there's very little demand for that. And it would be a conflict of interest for us to use the hides or any of the parts. So we just thought if any of the landowners want it for some reason, you know, we will bring them out and give them to them. Some of the landowners have never seen a beaver, so we'll bring them out and show them to them. And part of our program is being educational. We try to help the landowners and cooperators try to educate them on beaver habits, what they can do to help make their land where it's less attractive to the beavers, try to help keep the issues from reoccurring. So we do a lot of programs working with the scouts and different organizations as far as education and, like you were saying, there's the beaver carcasses, and a lot of times people will want to see a beaver, but we do. Like I said, we dispose of it in a sanitary manner, and not just left laying around or sitting around.
So what, is it inhumane to leave stuff that they eat or drink and it will kill the desire to multiply?
I don't understand exactly what you're saying.
I said, isn't there a chemical or something that can be put down for the animal that they don't have the desire to multiply? The chemical is like saying
not that
I'm aware of. The way the scientists today?
I'm sure they've done experiments with that, but
nobody looked into that program that we did for all our little animals, cats and dogs. They can do that too.
Okay. Well, we appreciate everything. I think she want a coonskin hat. So. Want one of the Daniel Boone hats. Like a Daniel Boone, you remember how you had that little tail hanging out? Yeah, but that's a joke. But we appreciate what you guys are doing, because I've got some cases right now that I've already talked to Ms. Quinn about, and I'll get up with you later on.
Okay, I'll let you.
And I just wanted, my question, clarification question was, is there any restrictions as far as DOT or like going so far off the road or anything like that?
Right now, we're not doing any DOT work at this point in time. We're, I'm sure y'all are aware of the issues with the DOT as far as funding.
Yes, sir.
And normally we do a lot of DOT work, but right now we're not doing any DOT work. But we follow all ATF guidelines, DOT guidelines, handling explosives,
okay.
You know, all of that is very well documented and controlled.
Okay. Well, we appreciate what you do for us. And at this time, what we're going to do is entertain a motion, if I can get one, to approve this.
So moved.
Okay, I've got a motion to approve the fiscal year 2020-21 cooperative services agreement between the Duplin County and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, Wildlife Services for the Beaver Management Assistance Program.
I've got some handouts here.
Okay.
I've made copies of how to obtain service, the comprehensive policies and procedures, and also summaries and policies per county. And I've made copies if anybody.
Okay. If you leave them with us, then we will distribute those accordingly.
Thank you.
Okay. I've got a motion on the floor. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Did Ken or Edward say anything? I didn't hear.
Ken Elwood, did you hear the vote?
Did we lose?
Have we lost him?
Okay. Well, anyway, we got a motion carries, so.
Yes, I heard it. I'm in favor.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. I walked away from my phone on the earpods, and had it on mute, but I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
In the shower. Had
and
quite
Miss Quinn, we appreciate it. Going with you next. You have another.
Okay, I also would like to present a grant and agreement from another one from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This is for an EWP project in the amount of $546,192.50 for emergency watershed protection for three different sites. And I would like to ask that you accept this grant and approve the budget amendment.
So moved.
I'm second.
Second.
Okay, would you name the sites before we,
Yes, there's three different sites.
Tandem Branch, Dark Branch, and Persimmon.
Persimmon Branch.
Okay, the three sites are Tandem Branch, Dark Branch, and Persimmon Branch. Okay, I've got a motion and a second to accept the grant from the United States Department of Agriculture, Natural Resources, Conservation Services in the amount of $546,192.50. On behalf of the Duplin County Soil and Water Conservation Service for emergency watershed protection measures for Tandem Branch, Dark Branch, and Persimmon Branch, and approve the budget amendment. Any discussion? Could those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Those against say nay? Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Powell,
yes,
the area you were talking about, is that on the property that used to belong to Miss Zeddy Williams? That you were talking about some property that needed to be worked around Magnolia area?
Yeah.
Okay. If you would get up with us or with Angie, I'm very familiar with that area. I used to work with the D.O. Dixon. And,
yeah.
And normally we get called on a regular basis about areas like that, but I went by there the other day and I noticed some water backing up close to the road. And,
yeah, it's back there where that pond is back there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, Mr. Brinson.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Futrell from the airport could not be here tonight, but he has informed me that the Airport Commission voted at their June 23rd, 2020 meeting to recommend that Mr. Jack Alphen, Reverend A.J. Connors, Mr. Larry DeBose, and Mr. Jerry Tyslinger be reappointed to the Duplin County Airport Commission, each for a three-year term expiring on June 30th, 2023.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to reappoint Mr. Jack Alphen, Reverend A.J. Connors, Mr. Larry DeBose, and Mr. Jared Tysinger to the Duplin County Airport Commission He's for a three-year term beginning July 1st, 2020 and ending June 30th, 2023. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Your motion carries. All right, Mr. Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appear again on behalf of Mr. Futrell from the airport. The airport had just added a new hangar facility, and Mr. Futrell was requesting the approval as to form of an airport hangar lease agreement and request the county manager be allowed to sign the lease agreements. With the recent addition of the new T hangars slash box hangars at the airport, there's a need to develop a hangar lease agreement. The county attorney prepared the agreement, and it was approved by the Duplin County Airport Commission at their June 23rd, 2020 meeting. The Airport Commission recommends approval of the lease agreement, which will be used for each tenant for hangars not already encumbered by existing leases. And also attached to this agreement are three exhibits. Exhibit A is a diagram or outline of the footprint of each hangar. Exhibit B is a tenant information card, and Exhibit C is the current rate and charge schedule for the Duplin County Airport.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mr. Branson, for Mr. Future. If I can get a motion, please.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to approve as to form the airport hangar lease agreement prepared by the county attorney as presented to authorize the county manager to sign the lease agreements as approved by the airport commission and presented by the airport director or his designee. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. All right.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have. I would request that the board go into closed session pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A3 for legal matters, and also pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A6 for personnel matters.
Motion to go in closed session.
Okay. Okay, I got a motion and a second to go out of open session in the closed session. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
At this time, motion carries. At the time, we are going out of open session and we are in closed session.